Jason Nathanson joining us live on the KRDO Newsline. And there was a phenomena last year involved Ryan Gosling. I hope you have some good things to say about this new movie that he's starring in this weekend. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's The Fall Guy, and this is based on the 1980s TV show of the same name, who you might remember, starring Lee Majors. Ryan Gosling stars in The Fall Guy alongside Emily Blunt. Ryan Gosling plays the stuntman in this, who was stuntman in the movie business, and then there's an accident that kind of takes him out of the business. And then Emily Blunt is directing a movie, and she kind of pulls him back in, and the two of them have this kind of love-hate relationship. And the two of them are movie stars. They're bona fide movie stars, in every sense of the word. Ryan Gosling, who we saw that in Barbie last year, and he was nominated for an Oscar for. Emily Blunt, who we saw in Oppenheimer last year, and she was nominated for an Oscar for that. But the two of them are movie stars in the way that not everybody is a movie star these days. Not everybody can carry a movie. And when I say that, what a movie star is that they are just the two. Whenever the two of them are together in this film, it's great. It doesn't matter what the dialogue is. I think they could do anything. They could read a phone book together, and they would be good together. And that's what you get a lot of this. You get a lot of movie kind of parody, parody of a movie set, what happens on movie set. A lot of that stuff is really good and funny and fun. And the first hour or so of them being together, I think, is great. And then it turns into an action movie, kind of your typical action movie, which I didn't really love so much. So the film is a little bit uneven, but again, I like watching the two of them. It's a fun time in the theater. But the action just drags a little bit. And also, if you go see it in the theater, check it out. There's an end credit scene that you might want to stick around for. That's fun. So just a heads up on that. But 7.3 out of 10 for me. Again, stuff to like, but a little bit uneven.
And you had me at fun. So that's the good news. Okay.
Good.
So there's a lot to stream as well. Let's talk about Unfrosted. This kind of seems interesting.
Yeah, this is a movie about the creation of the Pop-Tart, which comes from the mind of Jerry Seinfeld, who co-wrote, directed, and stars in this film, which is a fictitious take on the breakfast wars of the 1960s between Kellogg's and Post, all competing for the eyeballs and mouths and attention of kids and sugary breakfast cereal and stuff like that. And Kellogg's is trying to beat Post to market with this breakfast pastry that's going to revolutionize everything and really, spike their sales. This is the comedy here is the writing is really clever at times. I really liked it. And if you didn't like one joke, there's another joke right around the corner. You don't have to worry about that. They don't sit in these bits for too long. And you have a fantastic cast, including Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant, who plays Tony the Tiger, Christian Slater, Amy Schumer, Jim Gaffigan, Fred Armisen. I mean, so many people have cameos and pop up in this film that there's a little bit of the movie's like Airplane. There's a little bit of that sensibility to it. There's a little bit of Pee-wee's Playhouse in here, the weirdness to it that I really, really liked. But I will say this movie is not going to be for everybody. And if it's not your sense of humor and it doesn't work for you, it's really not going to work for you. But it did work for me for the most part. 7.4 out of 10 for me.
It's so fun to talk to you. We could go on and on. You're so great at what you do. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Looking forward to talking to you again next Friday about everything that's coming out next week.
Okay, take care.